opportunity here in 2024 as Rawhide look to make the postseason for the first time since 2019. Coming up next, it's game one of the six-game series between the Visalia Rawhide and the Fresno Grizzlies. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com, located in downtown Visalia, California. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Tuesday night, and happy to have you alongside for this exciting matchup between the Grizz and the Rawhide. And what a week it was last week. The Rawhide, despite having a 21-9 advantage over Inland Empire here in 2024, the Rawhide only able to steal three away from the 66ers. However, you talk about Sunday night's ball game, the Rawhide a 15-1 victory over the 66ers. It was their largest margin victory in 2024, and the Rawhide got off to a quick start. They scored six runs in just the first three innings, including Ben McLaughlin's first home run of his professional career, a two-run home run that would score Ryan Walshman from first base. And the Rawhide, they would never look back in that ball game. There was also storyboard opportunities in that ball game. Denny Lorando got up to 97 strikeouts on the year. So on Sunday, he looks to go for number 100 on the year. He would become just the ninth player in the California League to record 100 strikeouts in 2024. Also good things to look for the Rawhide last week. You talk about Ben McLaughlin recording his first professional home run. We also saw production from the Rawhide offense whenever they were winning those ball games in decisive fashion. So the Rawhide looking to do that this week, but they got to find a way to win at least three here, especially with a crucial series with Rancho and San Jose up north at Excite Ballpark, which we'll get to here in just a moment. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we will take a look at the California League standings. It is game one of the six-game series between Fresno and Visalia, and it's coming up next right here at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Nah. Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com. Joe Gonzalez with you here on this Tuesday night. And we get ready to look at the California League standings for the first time this evening. We'll start off in the South, where Lake Elsinore currently 32-22. They have a one-game lead over the second-place team, Visalia Rawhide. But all that is important in that Rawhide clubhouse at the moment is that two-game lead that they have over Rancho. The Rawhide, all they have to do is finish in front of the Quakes, and they are back in the California League postseason. They are 31-23. Meanwhile, in third place, Rancho Cucamonga, they are 29-25, three games back of the Storm, following a series last week at home against LE. And then lastly, in fourth place, the Inland Empire 66ers, they are 26-28, and by no stretch of the imagination are they out of the playoff race at the moment, but they would need a little bit of help from the teams in front of them. Visalia have a tough series here with Fresno, and then they'll hope that Rancho gets beat up on by the San Jose Giants. Speaking of the San Jose Giants, we'll move up north, where it's a Giants team who's looking to clinch the postseason by as early as this week. They are 31-23. They have a six-game lead over the Modesto Nuts, who are the first-half champs in the California League. 25-29, they are the defending California League champions after winning the title in 2023. In third place, the Fresno Grizzlies, they are 24-30. They find themselves seven games back. And then lastly, in fourth place, the Stockton Ports, they are 18-36. They find themselves 13 games back. So a loss tonight would practically knock them out of contention in the California League postseason. Talking about the Scoreboard around the California League, one game already underway. It is Lake Elsinore and Modesto. The Storm currently have a 2-1 lead. They just stretched it to 3, as we just mentioned, that score 3-1 in the bottom of the first over at Diamond Stadium. Meanwhile, warming up in San Jose is the Giants and Quakes. And then lastly, out of Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, the Ports and 66ers will get started at 7:05 p.m. Starting pitchers for tonight's ballgame, it'll be the southpaw Nate Savino, 0-3 with a 7.30 ERA. Nate Savino comes in 6'3", 210, the 22-year-old out of the University of Virginia in Sterling, Virginia. Meanwhile, on the other side of the bump, it'll be the southpaw Stu Freslin III. He's 6'5", 207, the 23-year-old out of Washington. He was drafted in the 11th round of the 2023 MLB draft. Second year in the Grizzlies, in the Colorado Rockies organization. So once again, starting pitchers Stu Freslin and Nate Savino getting ready to go at it here on this Tuesday night. Visalia looking to improve to 32-23 in the second half and continue to play well at home here in the second half where they're 15-6. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we will have first pitch and starting lineups. Game one of the six-game series between Fresno and Visalia is coming up next. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book the Equity Group Saloon, call or text 559-732-4433.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gas,
and it's the matchup between the two opponents on the 99. It's game one of the six-game series between the Fresno Grizzlies and Visalia Rawhide right here on MILB TV. Joey Gonzalez with you on this Tuesday night as the Rawhide continue to look to make their playoff push for the first time since 2019. And with that, let's go through tonight's starting lineups brought to you by Anthem. Leading things off in left field for Fresno, number 24, Caleb Hobson. He'll be followed by the first baseman, number 20, Aiden Longwell. Braylon Wimmer will be the third baseman batting at the three spot. Then it'll be Robert Calaz, the center fielder, batting four. Blake Wright will be the DH batting at the five spot. It'll be Kelvin Hidalgo, the shortstop. Then it'll be Felix Tania, the right fielder. Then it'll be Darius Perry, the catcher. And then lastly, Tevin Tucker wearing number eight. For Visalia, it'll be the southpaw, Nate Savino from Sterling, Virginia. His first year playing professionally in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. Hobson steps into the box, and Savino is on the mound, and the first pitch on the way is inside for ball one, 1-0. Officially underway here for the final homestand of 2024. First pitch of the game brought to you by Golden Valley Painting. Painting the corners with ease since 2002. For all your painting needs, call Juan Moy at 559-740-0311. One ball and one strike here from Nate Savino to Caleb Hobson. And that pitch is fouled off to the right side, and the count is now 1-2. That foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Savino, and that pitch will miss inside for a ball, and the count will now move to 2-2. The Rawhide entered today's ball game following a series split against the Inland Empire 66ers, a team that they finished the series off against this year, 21-9. The Rawhide won the first four games of the series against those Inland Empire 66ers, a team that the season series was completely flip-flopped of what it was last year. Two balls, two strikes with no outs. Here's the deal from Savino, and that one will miss inside for ball three, 3-2. An Inland Empire team who made the postseason last year, and now this year, unless there's some sort of a miracle, the 66ers are going to have to really put a late push together to capture the playoff spot from both Visalia and Rancho, as that pitch will miss outside for ball four, so Hobson will draw the walk. It'll be the first walk of the ball game brought to you by JP Electric and Solar as we get ready to take a look at the numbers for Nate Savino. Nine games so far this year, an 0-2 record with a 10.80 ERA, 23 and a third innings of work with 22 strikeouts and 21 walks for the former Virginia Cavalier. Savino, get ready to deal. Here's his pitch. That one's on the outside corner, and it's in there for a strike, 0-1. Nate Savino comes in 6'3", 210. The 22-year-old southpaw out of Sterling, Virginia, was drafted in the 82nd pick of the 2022 MLB draft. That was round number three that summer, as that pitch is fouled directly backwards, and the count is now 0-2. You talk about that 2022 MLB draft for the Arizona Diamondbacks. The second overall pick in that year's draft, the Rawhide center fielder Drew Jones, who signed for $8 million, and now the pitch on the way is high. Throw down a second, and it's not in time, so it'll be a stolen bag for Caleb Hobson and a early runner in scoring position here for the Fresno Grizzlies. You talk about this Fresno team that enjoy to steal bases. They have the second most in the Cal League with 170. Meanwhile, in third place is the Visalia Rawhide. They've stolen 163 backs. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes a pitch from Savino. That one's foul tipped and caught in the glove by the catcher, Kenny Castillo. And there's one down here in the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. Take a look at the replay there from Savino. And Hayden Longwell just underneath the swing right there. So one down here in the inning. And it brings up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. Runner in scoring position early in the ballgame here for Fresno. As Demetrio Crisantes was behind second base, quickly calling for a pickoff attempt for Savino. But never recognized it, and Hobson's pitch is in there for a strike. You see Demetrio Crisantes right there at second base. What a fun player he's been. And you see right there in the corner of your screen, you saw a little hand in the screen. The 0-1 pitch on the way, downstairs for a ball, 1-1. That was Crisantes trying to kind of will his pitcher Savino to throw back after how large of a lead he saw from Hobson. A reasonable size lead over there at second base for the Fresno Grizzly left fielder. The 1-1 pitch on the way. Savino looks at second. Here's the pickoff. Crisantes will throw to third. The tag, and it's not in time. Hobson was going either way. Savino, with the spidey senses, throws over to second base. But by the time he gets to the second base bag, Hobson's halfway to third. And now a runner 90 feet away from making this a one-upping ball game. I mean, you see that by the time Crisantes gets that ball, he's trying to quickly get it over there. But Hobson has that good of a jump. And now the pitch on the way from Savino. And that one misses inside for a ball. So the count is now 2-1. Hobson, 40 stolen bases on the year for these Fresno Grizzlies. It is the second of the ball game already. And now that one's in there for a strike. The count now 2-2. You talk about stolen bases so far this season for different players around the California League. Caleb Hobson's now 40 stolen bases on the lead. Jump. Start him past both Jonah Cox and Ty Pete. And now the S-ball is ripped all the way over to the right field wall. Going down to a sliding effort is Angel Ortiz. He's going to get past him. Going over to third is Braylon Wimmer. He'll finally get it in. It'll be cut up by Crisantes. And it is a triple here for Braylon Wimmer. And a 1-0 ball game here in the top half of the first. So an RBI base hit early in this ball game for Fresno. Brings up Robert Callas to the plate. Now here comes the pitch with the infield playing in. That one's on the inside corner, and it's in there for a strike 0-1. Fresno Grizzly team arrives in this ballgame 62-57 so far on the year. The pitch on the way, and that one goes for a ball. Similar to Visalia, a team who enters the ballgame 3-3 in their previous series against the Stockton Ports. They lost on Sunday, final score 12-7. Cala is way out in front of that pitch, and they count now 1-2. Stockton won game 2 of that series, game 3, and game 5. That was Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and Saturday night. The 1-2 pitch on the way. That one's hit into left field. Could be danger for Anderson Rojas. He's able to make the grab just in fair territory, but tagging up as a runner on third, Braylon Wimmer, and he will come home to score. It is now 2-0 here in the top half of inning number 1. Got to give credit to Anderson Rojas out there in left field. I thought it was going to stay up in the air long enough for it to drop in for a base hit. But Rojas, one of the speedier guys on this Rawhide team. We've seen him play practically all over the field here in 2024. But right there, he shows off his left field abilities and now brings up Blake Wright to the plate. First pitch on the way, grounded up the middle. Terrain will field off of two hops. Toss to first base a bit high. But Ruben Santana able to apply the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, two runs, no errors, and nobody left on base. We're through half an inning of work here in downtown Visalia. Grizzlies 2, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowles Comfort.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of inning number one. Yancel Luis will lead things off. It'll be Yancel Luis, Dimitri Crisantes, and Kenny Castillo will go through the rest of the order here in just a moment. First pitch on the way from the former Washington Husky, Stu Frisland. And his first pitch on the way is outside for ball one, 1-0. We're just now joining us, Fresno Tech, and on two runs in the top half of inning number one. Here's the pitch, and that one's grounded to the right side. It'll be fielded by Tevin Tucker. His toss to first base is in time. There's one down in the inning, and we get ready to go through tonight's starting lineup. Yancel Luis will lead things off. Dimitri Crisantes at the two spot. It'll be the Rawhide catcher, Kenny Castillo, third. Then it'll be Angel Ortiz at the cleanup spot. Drew Jones, a man center field, batting five. Then it'll be Christopher Torin at the sixth spot. Anderson Rojas was a late addition to the lineup. He bat seventh. Ruben Santana, eight. And then lastly, Adrian DeLeon out of the ninth spot. Pitch on the way from Fresland to Crisantes. And that one is outside for a ball, 1-0. Dimitri Crisantes batting .353 with 5 home runs and 35 RBI since joining the Rawhide at the mid to late stages of June. And now that pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1. Crisantes has 5 home runs on the year. You could argue his most notable was the walk-off home run on the 4th of July, a no-doubt 3-run home run that sailed into the netting in left field and sent the Rawhide home, Rawhide fans home happy before the 4th of July fireworks show. 2-1 with one down. Here's a pitch from Fresland, and that one is upstairs for a ball, and the count is now 3-1 to Dimitri Crisantes. 2-0 ball game here. But the Grizzlies just one hit in that top half of the first. And now Crisantes will rip that one down the left field line. Pulls it just a little bit foul. So the count will move 3-2. That ball straightened up a little bit more. And it's a one-run ball game. Dimitri Crisantes comes in 6'178". The 19-year-old out of Tucson, Arizona. 3-2 pitch on the way. Kind of a jam shot sent into center field. It's dropping quickly. However, the center fielder, Robert Calles, will be there in time for the grab. There's now two down in the inning, and it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Well, we talked about the numbers for Nate Savino. We'll go through the numbers for Stu Fresland here in just a moment. The 6'5 southpaw so far here in 2024, 1-2 with a 3.88 ERA, 53 1/3 innings of work, with 55 strikeouts and 24 walks here in 2024. That two-out pitch on the way from Fresland, and Kenny will watch that one miss outside for a ball, and the count now 1-0. second year in the Rockies organization for Freslin. Last year in 2023, he did not pitch with the Grizzlies. He appeared in just three games out in the Arizona Complex League. And now Kenny will send that one into left field, where it'll drop in front of the left fielder Caleb Hobson for a base hit. And Visalia has her first knock of the ball game. First hit of the ball game brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. With Rosa Brothers, every sip is special. Moo! So they bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. With the runner on first base, Angel has kind of transitioned into that routine cleanup batter spot. A two-out pitch on the way. That one's upstairs for a ball. And the count is now 1-0. Take a look at the numbers for Angel Ortiz. 302, 5 home runs, and 47 RBIs. He's one of two Rawhide players that are in the top 10 in the California League when it comes to batting average. Two balls, no strikes, two away. Upcoming pitch on the way to Angel Ortiz, and he takes that one on the outside corner. It's in there for a strike, and the count will now move to 2-1. You talk about different batters that have batted at the four spot here in 2024 for Visalia. It's been 11 different guys. The pitch on the way to Ortiz. That one's in there for a strike, 2-1, with Kenny Castillo having the most hits at the four spot with 46 hits. The guy in second place, this guy right here, Angel Ortiz, he's got 22 hits when batting at the cleanup spot. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Here comes the deal to Ortiz. Just gets a piece of it and fouls it off to the left side. Kenny Castillo has played 41 games at the cleanup spot. Meanwhile, for Angel Ortiz, this is game number 19. Two and two, a two-way. Here comes the pitch to Ortiz. It's a breaking ball swung on and a miss. And Angel Ortiz will be the final out of inning number one. Visalia, one hit, no runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through an inning of work here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Fresno 2, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned custom.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball. First pitch swing, grounded over to third, and Yancel Oyes will toss to first base in time. And there's one down here in the inning. And with that, we'll go through the starting defense here for Visalia. Suited up behind the plate, Kenny Castillo. Meanwhile, first base, Ruben Santana. Joined on the right side of the infield, Demetrio Crisantes at second. Christopher Torin at short, Yancel Oyes at third. And then moving from left to right, Anderson Rojas, Drew Jones, and Angel Ortiz. The right DH for today's ball game. That one is fouled off to the left side, Adrian DeLeon. Felix Tania at the plate here for the Grizzlies. A guy who's batting 238 on the year. The 0-1 pitch on the way. And that one is fouled off to the right side. 0-2. Felix Tania, 238, three home runs and 47 RBIs so far on the year. Nate Savino gets ready for pitch number 25 here in just a moment, just through his first inning and a third of work. Savino working from the windup. Here's the 0-2 pitch on the way. Strike three called right at the knees, and Savino has his second strikeout of the ballgame. Oh, yeah, another Mayhem strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Dean. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. So a two down in the frame. It'll bring up Darius Perry to the plate for the first time in this ballgame. Savino gets ready for the deal home. And that one's a little bit inside for a ball. We talk about Savino's last outing on Tuesday night against Inland Empire. Two and two-thirds innings of work where he gave up four hits and five earned runs. A swing and a miss here. The count will go even, 1-1. Two walks and two strikeouts in that ball game. That Visalia ultimately goes on to lose, final score 12-5. That was Rawhide's largest margin of defeat in that series last week against the 66ers. 1-1 with two away. Ground ball to the third base side. A nice grab off the bounce and the toss to first base in time. And Nate Savino follows up his first inning with a 3-up, 3-down second. And we head to the bottom half of the frame where the Grizzlies lead the Rawhide 2-zip. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com and the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar.
We're back to Rawhide Baseball here on the MILB app. Drew Jones will lead things off here in the bottom half of inning number two. Stu Fresland remains on the mound for the Grizzlies, and the first pitch on the way is in there for a strike 0-1. So we talk about that 2022 MLB draft class for the D-backs that featured Nate Savino, Drew Jones as well. The 0-1 pitch on the way, fouled off to the right side. And the count moved to 0-2. Drew Jones signed for $8,189,400 for the kid out of Atlanta, Georgia. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Here's the deal home. And Drew Jones will swing and a miss on a pitch upstairs. And it'll be the first out of the inning. Drew Jones was in the same draft class that featured the number one overall pick, Jackson Holliday, who made his major league debut earlier this season with the Baltimore Orioles. With one down here in the inning, Christopher Torin gets ready for the pitch. We'll talk about that draft class a little bit later on as the broadcast continues to roll on. But the first pitch of the AB is inside to Taurin for strike number one. Christopher Taurin batting 253 with four home runs and 41 RBIs. Freslin's pitch on the way, and that one's a bit high and outside for ball one, 1-1. Talking about a little bit more about Stu Freslin, the former Washington Husky and Boise State Bronco out of the Mountain West. 1-1 with one down. Here's a pitch to Taurin. That pitch is outside for a ball, 2-1. He only spent 1 year with the Boise State Broncos. That was his true freshman year in 2020, where he appeared in four games, making two starts. He was 1-1 with a 3.38 ERA during his time in Boise. And now that one's hit into left field. And an easy grab for Caleb Hobson and left. And real quick, we'll take a look at the starting defense here for the Fresno Grizzlies. Darius Perry behind the plate. Meanwhile, first base is Aiden Longwell. Tevin Tucker will be the second baseman. Meanwhile, shortstop Kevin Hidalgo in short. Braden Wimmer in at third. And it goes Caleb Hobson in left. Robert Kalaz in center. And then lastly, Felix Tena in right field. A two-out pitch on the way to Rojas. Tries to lay down a bunt. And instead, he will foul that one off to the left side. And the count will move to 0-1. Anderson Rojas batting 248 with five home runs and 43 RBIs here in 2024. 0-1 with two down. Freslin stares down Rojas. It's a left-on-left matchup, which Rojas has proven to struggle against so far this year, and he nearly got that one through the right side of that third base bag, and instead he misses, and the count will move to 0-2. And you talk about Anderson Rojas so far this season against left-handed batters. The numbers go for Rojas. He's batting 259 against lefties. Meanwhile, against righties for Anderson Rojas, he's batting 246.
Oh, dang it, Bobby.
One ball, two strikes, two away. Rojas will get ready for the deal here from the pitcher, Freslin. Get ready to pause at the bell before his pitch home. 1-2, two-way. Here's the deal. Inside breaker, strike three called, and Anderson Rojas will go down looking, and Stu Freslin is up to three strikeouts in his first two innings of work. We head to the top half of inning number three. Fresno 2, Visalia 0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Take your Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the top half of inning number three in a 2-0 Fresno ball game. It'll be Tevin Tucker, Caleb Hobson, and Aiden Longwell due up here in inning number three. That is 9-1-2 for the Fresno Grizzlies. One ball, no strikes, and no outs. Here comes the deal from Savino, and that one is in there for a strike, and the count is now 1-1. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Savino, and that one's in there for a strike. And the count will now move to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes the deal. And that one is upstairs for a ball, and the count is now 2-2. This is the third year that the Grizzlies and Rawhide have faced off against each other in a series. Kenny will get that one fouled off of himself here in 2024. It's a series that currently favors Fresno 4-2. You take a look at the overall series last year in 2023. Rawhide lost that series 8-4, including only two wins at home. And now a swing and a miss for Tucker. And there's now one down here in the inning. It's a third punch out of the ballgame for Nate Tavino. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. But you talk about the 2023 year, the Rawhide only won two games, both at home and out in Fresno. One out pitch on the way. That one is fouled off to the right side, 0-1. The Rawhide, in the 3 years that they have faced off against the Fresno Grizzlies at Valley Strong Ballpark, they are 2-22 inside of these walls. And now that pitch is inside for a ball, 1-1. The Rawhide have had a little bit more success on the road, but not much. The Rawhide are 9-21 outside at over at Chauncey Park. And now that one will end up hitting the backstop for ball 2-1. The Grizzlies lead the all-time series 43-11. The Rawhide looking to kind of reverse their luck here in a crucial series late in the series. And now hops in a swing and a miss, strike two, 2-2. And you look at that series back in May where the Rawhide lost 4 out of 6 against the Grizzlies. Only one of those games was decided by two or more runs. A 2-2 pitch is sent into center field. Drew Jones will have to race back towards the wall. He'll have just enough room just in front of the warning track for the grab. There's two down in the inning and brings up Aiden Longwell to the plate. But you talk about that series in May for Visalia. The only ball game that they lost that was decided by two or more runs. It was a Saturday night of that six-game series where the Grizzlies defeated the Rawhide. Final score 6-3. Out of those four losses that the Rawhide suffered at Chauncey Park, three of those were walk-off losses, including a walk-off home run on May 26th where the Rawhide lost 10-9. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one's on the outside. Does not go around, and the count will move to 1-1. The opening game of that six-game series, Rawhide won in decisive fashion, 7-1. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, 1-2. And the surprising fact about that Tuesday night's ball game, the Rawhide had four Tuesday or Wednesday day games during the month of May, and the Rawhide were 0-4 in weekday day games. The Rawhide finished the year 7-0 in weekday day games, and that ball is ripped through the right side of the infield just underneath the diving grab of Ruben Santana. So it'll be the second hit of the ball game here for Fresno, and it'll be Longwell's first of the night. Take a look at the replay here. An inside pitch barrels it up on the ground. Santana gave it an effort, but he was unable to come up with it. And now it brings up Braylon Wimmer to the plate last time up. He had a RBI triple that snuck all the way to the right field barn. Two down here in the inning. Get ready for the upcoming pitch. Here's the deal home. And that one is sent into left field. Racing back is Anderson Rojas. He's going to look up at the wall, and that ball is gone. Home run number 14 of the year for Braylon Wimmer. And just like that, the Grizzlies lead this ball game 4-0 in the top half of the third inning. A no-doubt home run off the bat of Wimmer. Anderson Rojas gave it a run, but that ball was halfway up the left field scoreboard. And now it brings up Robert Calles to the plate. Take a look at the replay here. And that one left right in the middle of the zone, trying to go for that curveball and going down to the knees. And instead, that ball started up a little bit higher than it should have. And by the time it broke, it was right down the heart of the plate. And Wimmer, a guy who's not going to miss on a pitch like that. He's got two extra base hits in the ballgame now, a home run and a triple. And everyone you're talking about hitting for the cycle, those are the two most difficult parts to get, is that home run and triple. The 2-0 pitch on the way, grounded to the left side of the infield. Torino will take it at the ankles and toss to first base in time, and the inning will come to conclusion. So one hit in the frame, or two hits in the frame, and one of them is a two-run home run off the bat of Braylon Wimmer. Fresno leads this ballgame 4-0 heading into the bottom of the third inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-ready credit ends 4/30/24.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the bottom half of the third inning, and the Rawhide have some work to get done here, trailing by four. Ruben Santana gets a piece of it and fouls it off to the right side. The count moved to 0-1. Foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop, celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Santana will get ready for the pitch from Stu Fresland. Looking from the right side of the slab. Here comes the deal home, and Santana once again tries to go down the right field line, may have a chance at it, and is going to land foul just right. And I think all season I've been wondering if that was possible for a ball to land foul right of that first base line in between the chalk and the wall, and I think today answers that question. It is possible. There's not a very large difference between the chalk and the padding out there in right field. And somehow Santana found it. I mean, if you lay down right there, any grown adult is going to be longer than the distance it is from that padding to the right field chalk. 0-2 pitch on the way to Santana. Third time's a charm. He lands it down the right field line. Santana around first base. He's got extra bases written all over it. And he'll stand at second base with a leadoff double. Well, that's how you get back in the ball game right there. Hit it right down the line over the arm of Aiden Longwell. And you see it getting picked out of the corner by Felix Tana. And now it brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. And we'll see how the Rawhide are able to take advantage with an early runner in scoring position to begin this inning. Fresno out hitting Visalia 3-2. The Rawhide looking for their first multi-hit inning of the ball game. Fresnel glances at second. Here's the deal home, and that pitch is outside for a ball 1-0. We talked about the numbers during his time at Boise State, but what about his time with the Washington Huskies? His 2024 season was a pretty impressive year at that. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That one is swung on and missed 1-1. But his redshirt freshman year will go in chronological order. A 6.0 ERA through 27 innings of work during his time as a Husky with 24 appearances before his redshirt sophomore year. The pitch on the way from Fresnel. It's in there for a strike 0-1, 17 appearances and 3 starts. He trimmed down the ERA by more than 2.75, a 2-1 record with a 3.23 ERA. He struck out 29 batters that spring with 10 walks that semester. And then he moved over to his 2023 redshirt junior year. Breslin ranked second in the Pac-12 in starts and innings pitched with 89 and two-thirds innings of work, a 4.12 ERA as a starter. It was the sixth lowest ERA in all of the Pac-12, and Adrian DeLeon will swing and a miss on a pitch upstairs, and there's now one down here in the inning, bringing up Yancel Luis to the plate. Take a look at the replay here, and Stu Breslin says, challenge DeLeon with an upstairs fastball, and see if he can catch up to it. Unable to do so is Rawhide DH. And now we go back to the top of the order here for Yancel Luis, who swings on the first pitch he sees and lifts it into left center field, going back towards the warning track, and he'll bounce off the very top of the wall. A large bounce, and Luis is chugging over to third base. He will get there sliding feet first, and as a result of the triple, Ruben Santana will come home to score, and the Rawhide now have their first run of the ballgame. It is 4-1 here in the bottom of the third inning. Second extra base hit of the inning. And you see the center fielder, Cal, is looking up at the wall. And a big bounce there. Couldn't scoop it up initially. And Yancel Luis, helmet popping off and all, sprints over to third base and gets there easily. Luis is the triples leader for this Rawhide team. He shows off why. It's his ninth of the year. And now you got Demetrio Crisantes getting ready to step up to the plate. Demetrio Crisantes, last week he was 7 for 21, including a 2-for-3 ball game on Sunday. The 1-0 pitch on the way. That one's upstairs for a ball, 2-0. Crisantes on Sunday, a single, a double, two runs, a walk, and two RBIs. Not a bad day to conclude your weekend. Pitch on the way to Crisantes is outside for a ball, 3-0. You got Kenny Castillo, who has the second most RBIs on this Rawhide team, waiting on deck. Three balls, no strikes with one down. Breslin gets ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the left side. A backhand effort by Hidalgo. The throw across the diamond. Not in time. And Crisantes is able to run out that ball, and the Rawhide score another. It's now 4-2 in the bottom of the third inning. Crisantes gets on base for the minor league leading 47th straight game in a row, and it brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. Kenny Castillo bats .294 on the year with four home runs and 53 RBIs, and Breslin will have a pickoff attempt at first that Crisantes is able to dive back in safely. You talk about that batting average from Kenny Castillo. Both him and Angel Ortiz lead the league in batting average. Kenny is batting .294 in second. Angel Ortiz is first at a clip of .302. He's the only player in the league batting above .300. Next closest player to Castillo, 2 points back, Andy Perez, who was called up to High A Spokane earlier this month. 0-1 with one down. Breslin holds at the belt. Here's the deal home. And Castillo fouls that one backwards once again. And the count will now move to 0-2. We talk about Castillo last week, 5 for 17. He did not play in the ball game on Sunday, however. Kenny, last time we saw him was on Saturday night in a ball game where he was 1 for 5 with a single and a pair of strikeouts. 0-2 with one down. Castillo will get ready for the deal. Breslin holds at the belt. A small lead by Crisantes at first. And now here's a pitch to Castillo. Sounds like it breaks the bat, but it's dropping quickly in left field. And in there in time to make the grab is Hobson. There's now two down in the inning. And it'll bring up Angel Ortiz to the plate. A jam shot for Kenny Castillo near the hands. And Hobson, just enough air time for him to get underneath that ball to make the grab. And now it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate, who is 0-for-1 in the ballgame with a strikeout. 4-2 Grizzlies lead. Both teams have scored a pair of runs here in this third inning. Breslin on the right side of the slab. He'll have the pickoff attempt at first. And Crisantes gets in a little bit easier this time as he just has a step on the first base back. So Ortiz will get ready for the upcoming pitch. Runner in motion is Crisantes. That throw is upstairs, and it gets away on the pickoff attempt. So a stolen base for Demetrio, and now Visalia, a runner in scoring position. Crisantes had a really, really nice jump there. He was already a quarter of a way by the time that ball was just being released out of the hand of Fresland. So now you got Angel Ortiz in a 1-0 count and a runner in scoring position with two away. Here comes the pitch from Stu, and that one's on the outside corner, but it misses outside for a ball, so the count will now move to 2-0. RBI opportunity here for Ortiz, who has 47 RBIs on the year for this Rahi team. Up the middle, Fresland gets a piece of it, but it's going to slow down the ball enough for Angel Ortiz to reach base safely. There are runners on the corners with two away, and here comes Drew Jones, the RBI leader, to the plate. Just hard enough to sneak under Fresland's glove. You take a look at the replay. Ortiz turns on an inside pitch, and that ball just kind of squirts away far enough for Ortiz to get on. So Visalia now here in the inning, they have four hits in the frame, and you got Drew Jones at the plate who leads his Rye team with 59 RBIs. First pitch on the way, and Drew, it's a swing and a miss. 0-1. Last time out, Drew Jones struck out swinging for the first out of inning number two. You look at the numbers in the California League this season. Drew Jones' 59 RBIs is tied for the eighth most, and the ball's going to get away. Demetrio Crisantes will slide on home to score, and the Rawhide are back within a run. It is 4-3 here in the bottom of the third inning. That ball was way out in front, and Demetrio easily scores off that wild pitch. And as a result, it will advance Angel Ortiz into scoring position. So Drew, with just one swing of the bat, can tie up this ball game 4-4. As I was mentioning, eighth most in RBIs with 59. The RBI leader at the moment is Modesto's Luis Sweetspell. He has 79. And now Drew watched that one miss outside for a ball, and the count is now 2-1. Only two players this year in the California League have been able to surpass 70 RBIs, both with Modesto Lázaro Montes, who has been out of the California League since the beginning of the second half. That pitch is outside for ball three, 3-1. Following that California League first half title, Modesto had quite a bit of changes alongside Michael Arroyo as well. 3-1 with two down. Here's a pitch to Drew. Slow ground ball over to third. It'll be scooped up by Wimmer, and his toss to first base is in time. And Drew Jones will be the final out of inning number three. However, the Rawhide get four hits, three runs, no errors, and one runner left on base. And at the end of three innings, Fresno 4, Visalia 3. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
We'll be right back.
grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Ride Baseball. We're moving to the top half of inning number four. It'll be Blake Wright, Kelvin Hidalgo, and Felix Tena do up here in the top half of the fourth inning. As the sun begins to set here on this final Tuesday home game in 2024. Past summer solstice, that was on June 20th, the longest day of 2024. And the sunset getting ready to go down, a 7:30 sunset time here in Visalia. And that ball into right center field, it would drop in for a base hit just in front of Drew Jones. He gave it a sliding effort, but unable to make the stop. So it'll be a leadoff single for Wright, his first of the night, and it'll bring up Hidalgo to the plate. Kind of a ball that's on the handles of the bat. Drew a long run, and that sliding effort just barely knocks in. See, I got Kelvin Hidalgo at the plate. First pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike, and the count now 0-1. Kelvin Hidalgo so far in the year batting .269 with no home runs and three RBIs. Here's a pitch from Savino, and that one's a bit inside for a ball, and the count is now 1-1.
What?
Nate Savino into his fourth inning of work. Savino's longest outing of the season for this Rahi team. Four full innings on June 23rd against Lake Elsinore. I should say his second longest outing. His longest outing was five innings at home two Tuesdays ago, where he went five innings of work, three hits and four earned runs. He had four strikeouts in that ballgame and two walks. And now that pitch a bit inside for a ball, and the count will now move to 2-2. Savino sitting at three strikeouts so far in this ballgame. His most strikeouts also 2 weeks ago against Rancho, and he had four. That pitch on the inside, and the count will now move to 3-2.
Whatever.
Kelvin Hidalgo last week 7-26 against Stockton. And a 1-5 ball game on Sunday. The payoff pitch on the way from Savino. And that one is fouled off to the left side over the Rawhide dugout. Visalia House on the third baseline. Meanwhile, here in Visalia, the first baseline belongs to the Fresno Grizzlies. Hidalgo get ready for one of the first payoff pitches of the night. And he hits that one to the right side, and it will drop in for a base hit. It's going to go all the way to the right field corner. Rounding third base is Blake Wright, and he will be held up there. So now no outs and two runners in scoring position will bring up Felix Tena to the plate.
Session 203, we have a special birthday. It was last week, but what do you see here? Wish Dalila Palacios a happy birthday.
See, look at the replay there. Second time in this ball game, the ball has gone out to that right field corner. So now you got Felix Tena at the plate, and before that one will happen, Bubba Mound is here with pitcher coach Tyler Mark making his way out to the mound. Now visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows at Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. Two runners in scoring position here. You got Blake Wright over at third, Kelvin Hidalgo at second after back-to-back base runners get on base. Felix Tena batting .238 with three home runs and 47 RBIs as he get to see a arm currently warming up out of that Rawhide bullpen. Tena struck out looking in his previous AB. Torino's pitch on the way, and that one's upstairs for a ball. And the count is now 1-0. Fresno already up to five hits here in this ball game. Visalia five as well. And now that pitch is upstairs for a ball. And the count is now 2-0. Dana on Sunday, a 2-for-4 ball game where he had two singles and an RBI as well. Here's a pitch from Nate, and that one is upstairs for a ball. And the count now 3-0, so it's starting to work into some dangerous territory here. If you're Nate Savino, looking to avoid loading the bases right here, and still no outs here in the frame. Savino holds at the chest, the 3-0 deal on the way. Half swing from Tana, and now the count is 3-1.
No.
3-1 with no outs. Savino's pitch on the way, and that one's a ground ball to the left side. So after being behind in the count 3-0, Savino has gotten a half swing from Tana and a foul ball to the left side to make the count 3-2. Got Darius Perry awaiting on deck, who's 3-for-10 so far here in this ballgame. Home plate umpire will call for time real quickly. Home plate umpire for today's ball game, Caleb George. Meanwhile, the base umpire is Zach Hovick. Payoff pitch on the way. Ground ball to the left side. Luis will field, and it's going to bounce off of his glove, so everybody's going to end up being safe. Luis was thinking about going home, and I think just for one of those moments where it kind of looks up a moment before the ball lands in the glove, and instead it bounced off the bottom of his glove, and he kicks it away, and Torian had to quickly provide backup to prevent getting away from him. You look at the replay here, low ground ball, and Luis, you can tell, trying to take that one, getting ready before the hop, and the ball just dips a little bit lower than what he imagined, so it will be the first Rawhide error of the ball game. It'll be an E5 against Luis. So an unearned run at the moment allows Blake Wright to score. Runners on the corners here. The upcoming pitch on the way. And that one's in there for a strike 0-1. Darius Perry, 177 with 4 home runs and 23 RBIs. Here comes the deal. And that one's a swing and a miss. And the count is now 0-2. The official score goes down as an E5 and an RBI for Tana. No balls, two strikes, with no outs. Take a look there at Yancel Luis at third. The team, Luis at third this season, Ruben Santana at third, Demetrio Cresantes, and Anderson and Rojas all manning that third base corner. 0-2 pitch on the way. And Perry will foul that one off to the right side once again. Nate Savino already sitting at 63 pitches here in these first four innings. No balls, two strikes, and no outs. Here comes the deal from Savino, and that one is upstairs for a ball. And the count now 1-2. And the Grizzlies have scored in each of the three out of the four frames so far. Their only scoreless frame was inning number 2, where Savino sat down the side in order. Now a throw down to second base, and the throw is not in time. Cresantes thought he had the first tag out of the inning, but instead the tag just a bit too late. And now Cresantes having a quick word with the first base umpire, Zach Hovick.
What?
Let's take a look at the replay here. A good throw by Kenny, maybe a bit higher than what it liked. And it looks like maybe just barely Tana is able to get his hand underneath that glove. So now another two runners in scoring position. Half swing, does Perry go around? He does. And Kenny will apply the tag on the back of the number. So there's now one down here in the inning. And bring up Tevin Tucker to the plate. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Guillen. Give him a call today at 559-625-4141. And with that, manager D. Gardner is going to make his way out to the mound, and it'll be the end of the line for Nate Savino on this Tuesday night. Fresno 5, Visalia 3. We'll step aside and have the new pitcher when we come back here watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, .com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the rain here in the top half of inning number four, where Rio Britton will be the new pitcher in the ballgame for Visalia. Rio Britton comes in 6'2", 189, the 21-year-old southpaw out of Sacramento, California. Last pitch with NC State, the Wolfpack out of the ACC. One down here in the inning. Tevin Tucker will step up to the plate. That pitch is outside for ball one, 1-0. Tevin Tucker, last time out, he struck out swinging. We'll go through Savino's stat line here in just a moment after this upcoming pitch. Britton looking to limit the damage right here in a 1-0 count, and he bounces that one in for ball two, 2-0. So Savino finishes the ball game, 3 1/3 innings of work with 5 hits and 5 earned runs. He struck out 4 batters and walked just 1 in today's ball game. So the Rawhide will go to the bullpen here in the top half of the 4th inning. Rio Britton is the first player that manager D. Gardner to elect to go with out of the pen. 2-0 pitch on the way from Britton, and that one's inside for a ball, 3-0. Rio Britton, despite being drafted in 2023, is his first year in professional ball, as he did not pitch last year in the Arizona Complex League or with Visalia. So here in 2024, 1-4. We'll go through the rest of the numbers here in just a moment, as that pitch misses in the dirt for ball four. So all of a sudden, the bases will be loaded, going back to the top of the Grizzlies order. Rio Britton, 1-4 with a 4.06 ERA. 62 innings of work so far this year. 67 strikeouts and 31 walks for Rio Britton. Bases loaded. Caleb Hobson at the plate. He flew out in his last at bat in his first plate appearance of the ball game. He had a walk and 2 stolen bases and a run. And Hobson will take that pitch inside for ball one, 1-0. Last time we saw Rio Britton on the mound for Visalia was last week on August 22nd against Inland Empire, a ball game where he went 2 1/3, gave up 1 hit and no runs. This ball sent into center field. Will it be a deep enough to score a run? Jones lines it up. He's underneath it. Tagging up at third is Hidalgo. Here comes the throw, and it is just a bit wide. A good effort by Jones, but Hidalgo comes home to score on the sac fly from Hobson, and now Fresno leads this ball game 6-3. See the throw there, just a bit wide of home plate. So Hidalgo comes home to score. Both Blake Wright and Hidalgo, who got the inning started with back-to-back base hits, have come home to score. Got Felix Tana at second, Tevin Tucker at first, and now Aiden Longwell at the plate, who will take that one in there for a strike, 0-1. Longwell currently riding a 16-game on-base streak, which is the 4th longest active on-base streak in the California League. single and a strikeout so far in this ball game. And now Longwell will ground this one up the middle. Jones will try to get there quickly. He'll scoop it up. Here comes another throw home. It'll be cut off by Santana. The throw to third base is dropped. Excuse me, to Luis is dropped. And now what? Fresno attacks on another what? Run. It is now 7-3 in the top half of the fourth inning. Aiden Longwell, a pair of hits, an RBI as well to his name.
Come on, man.
Felix Tena will score all the way from second base. Devin Tucker will go first to third. And now you got Braylon Wimmer at the plate. He was already 2-for-2 in the ball game with a home run and a triple. He's just the double and the single shy of the cycle. He's knocked out the two most difficult feats of the cycle, and now he's just got to go for the one-bagger and the two-bagger. Two down here in the inning. Braylon Wimmer batting .282 so far on the year. Here comes the deal, and that one's grounded to the left side. Torin will field. He'll look over at first base and throw across the diamond in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion, but not before Fresno Tech's on two more runs off of three hits in the frame and a rawhide error. Fresno leads this ballgame 7-3 heading into the bottom half of inning number four. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball at VisaliaRawhide.com.
Keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR on the adventurous RAV4 and the road trip ready Highlander. Or lease a RAV4 for just $379 a month. Let's go places.
There are only three things a man really loves. His truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Welcome back. Rawhide Baseball, bottom half of inning number four. Christopher Torin, Anderson Rojas, and Ruben Santana. 6, 7, and 8 do up here for Visalia. And once again, they find themselves down on a pretty large deficit, down by 4. But a Rawhide team who over the last two road trips have defeated their opponents by at least 10 or more on three separate occasions. So a team that does know how to score runs in bunches, but they're going to need to start doing it here in the middle half of this ball game. First pitch on the way to Torin was outside for a ball, this time in there for a strike. So the count 1-1. Torin so far in this ball game 0-for-1 with a flyout into left field. Fresno's pitch on the way, lifted into center. Underneath it is Robert Calaz out in center, and he's underneath it for out number one. Torin and Rojas were the only two batters to not step up to the plate in inning number three. And Green sends that one into center for the first out of the frame. So now you got Anderson Rojas at the plate, who so far in this ballgame has struck out looking. Fresno will get ready for the deal home. Here's the pitch. Bunt sign shown. It's a nice place bunt. It'll be lifted up by the catcher. Throw to first base. Gets away. And Rojas quickly heads up. Is going to run over to second base. It's going to get stuck on the lip. And Rojas is thinking three. Here comes the throw. And it is not in time. And Anderson Rojas is going to pick up three bases on a bunt that was not any farther than 2 feet away from home plate. So it's going to go down as a hit plus an error It will be an error against the catcher, number 33, Darius Perry. And it'll be the first error of the ball game here for the Fresno Grizzlies. You got Ruben Santana at the plate with a runner 90 feet away. Upcoming pitch on the way to Santana. Ground ball up the middle. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Tevin Tucker. His throw to first base is in time, but it will be a RBI ground out, and the Rawhide are back within three. It's a 7-4 ball game. Take a look at the replay there, and routine as they get. Santana gets his Rawhide team on the board. Now base is empty. Sixth happen. That's why your local State Farm agent, Patrick Salazar, is in your corner. Good neighborhood service, surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318. Adrian DeLeon will take that pitch outside for ball one, 1-0. Pitch on the way to Adrian. And that one's in there for a strike. The count now 1-1. Adrian DeLeon struck out swinging in his previous at-bat. And now looking to get the best of Freslin in his second AB as that pitch misses inside for a ball. The count now 2-1. Both Fresno and Visalia have combined for 12 hits so far in this ball game. Already 10 runs and 2 combined errors. And now Freslin gets ready for his 2-1 pitch on the way to DeLeon. That's popped up on the right side of the infield, up and out of play. Crucial game here for the Rawhide, which is 12 games to go. The Rawhide currently have a 2-game lead over the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes, who find themselves 3 games back out of first place. And the Lake Elsinore Storm currently in first at the moment with a 1-game lead over Visalia. Take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard in the next inning. For the Rawhide, all that they have been doing over the past 3-4 weeks now have been scoreboard watching Rancho, and they'll have a date with them on the final 6 games of the season starting next Tuesday night out at Lone Mart Field. That pitch is high for ball 3-2. The Rawhide faced off against Rancho in their previous homestand, in their previous 6-game homestand, where they won 4 out of 6. 3-2 pitch on the way, and DeLeon will foul that one directly backwards. Rawhide currently lead that season series by 2 games, entering that final 6-game series of the season. It was a pretty tight series last year as well between both Visalia and Rancho, and should have some fireworks next week, 3.5 hours south of Visalia. However, on this occasion, Adrian DeLeon will take that pitch inside for ball 4. So the payoff pitch works in favor of the Rawhide DH. And now it brings up Yonsel Luis to the plate, who's already 1-for-2 here in this ballgame. Stu Freslin here in his 4th inning of work. He's been able to get more depth as of lately. You look at his last 2 outings, 5 innings of work at Fresno last week. And then on August 15th against Modesto, Freslin pitched 4 innings of work. So far here in the month of August, in 4 starts, he's got 14 2/3 innings of work. That is the most innings he's pitched in a month, with the next closest being May, where he pitched in 13 1/3 innings of work. 2 balls, no strikes, 2-way. Upcoming pitch on the way to Yonsel Luis. And he grounds that one to the left side and foul. The count now 2-1. Freslin didn't make his first start of the year until May 1 against Inland Empire, where he pitched 3 innings of work, gave up 6 hits and 3 earned runs in that ball game. And it wouldn't be until the month of August, August 9th, where he would make his second start of the year. His last 3 appearances have all been Fresno starts. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one is foul tipped off the bat at Luis, and now he uses batter's timeout as the count will move to 2-2. So you wonder how much longer Freslin goes as he finish out this inning, or does manager Steve Solis give him one more inning of work if he's able to efficiently get through this fourth inning. One strike away from potentially answering that question. 2-2 and two down. Here comes the pitch to Luis. And that one, he's way out in front of, so much so that it's off the very front of his bat. But he's able to foul it backwards, count out 2-2. You take a look over at that bullpen out in right field. It looks like nobody warming up in that Grizzly bullpen. You see how far out that Luis was on that pitch. 2-2 pitch on the way. That one's outside. De Leon decides to go, and the tag is not applied. The second baseman, Tevin Tucker, had to throw. De Leon almost froze halfway down the second base line and was still able to get the stolen base. So the stolen base for Adrian De Leon puts a runner in scoring position with two down. Three balls, two strikes, and two away. We'll see if De Leon decides to go as soon as the ball is released by Freslin. A good size lead at second, and time called a pitch clock violation against Freslin on a full count. We'll put runners on first and second and bring up Demetrio Crisantes to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Right at the last second, the home plate umpire Caleb George made the call. So now Demetrio Crisantes steps up to the plate. Here comes the deal, and that one is in there for a strike. The count 0-1. And you think about now, Crisantes is just one swing of the bat from tying this ball game up, with the Rawhide trailed by four entering the frame. 0-1 pitch on the way to Crisantes. He gets underneath it and pops it up on the right side of the field. Retreating backwards to the second baseman into outfield territory. Tevin Tucker is there for the grab, and the inning will come to a conclusion. One hit, one run, one error, and two runners left on base. We head to the top half of inning number five. Visalia trails Fresno 7-4. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm, the number one, dot com.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the top half of inning number five, where Rio Britton will be on the mound for his first full inning of work. He came in for a lead for Nate Savino in the bottom half of the fourth inning. He had to face off against four batters before putting that inning to a conclusion. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Rio Britton, and that one has popped up to the right side and foul, so the count will now move to 0-2. Robert Callas at the plate so far in this ball game is 0-2. Should say 0-1 with a sack fly back in inning number one and a 6-3 ground out back in the third. The 0-2 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled directly backwards. Foul ball without any screening might have come right here to the press box. In fact, last week against the 66ers, the way that netting is out at San Manuel Stadium. And we get ready for the 0-2 pitch on the way from Britton. And that one is grounded up the middle. A long run for Torin. And he's unable to come up with that one. So Catalas will have his first hit of the ball game, and now bring up Blake Wright to the plate. And Blake Wright, or excuse me, Robert Catalas. He can catch the right defense sleeping. Drew Jones heads up defense. We'll get him out at second base. So it'll be a single and an out stretching. And one down here in the inning. Well, you watch the replay here. Torin tried to make a play on it. Drew Jones ends up scooping it up, and there's nobody covering second. But luckily, Crisantas heads up defense, gets over there in time, and Drew Jones gets a little bit more urgent and tosses over to second. So now you got Blake Wright at the plate, who's 1-for-2 in the ball game. Here comes the deal home, and that one is fouled up to the right side, 0-1. So talking about San Manuel Stadium, the way that that netting is out in San Bernardino is a lot of the balls that are fouled directly backwards come almost on a line drive perfectly over that netting and go right into press box territory. The 0-1 pitch is bounced downstairs for ball 1-1-1. I mean, there were several times this weekend where the fans in the very top of the second bowl, I mean, they were just lasers, just slammed on the back of the chairs. And on, I think it was Thursday night, there was a foul ball hit off the bat of Ryan Waldschmidt. Upcoming 1-1 pitch on the way, and that one's outside for a ball, 2-1. A line drive straight back off Ryan Waldschmidt's bat. It ended up coming right where my press box was. Thought it was going to come into the booth, so just kind of turned away. Thought the laptop was done. I heard a loud metal sound, 2-1 pitch on the way. Fouled off to the left side, 2-2. When I looked up, no damage was done until looked a little bit deeper. And the metal on the base of the window was dented inwards, so much so that when the ball game ended, the opposing broadcaster Steve Went had to come over with a steel mallet and pry the window wide enough that it could close at the end of the ball game. 2-2 pitch on the way, swung on and missed, and Blake Wright loses his footing trying to run down the first base line, so there's now two down here in the inning. Strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Allstate, you're in good hands. So two down now brings up Kelvin Hidalgo to the plate. But just seeing that last week on the damage that that ball was able to create on metal at that ballpark, it just shows you how hard these balls are being hit into play. The exit velos are at an all-time high. The pitchers are throwing harder than they ever have. I mean, just last week, Edgar Isaya out at Inland Empire was throwing 103, including the final out of one of the Rawhide wins. The 1-0 pitch is swung on and missed, and the count now 1-1. One ball, one strike with 2A. That ball game where he's throwing a 103. There's a ball game where Visalia won, final score 7-1. That was on Friday night out at Inland Empire. 2-1 with 2A. Here comes the deal home, and that one is fouled off to the right side. Also, Reynaldo Yeen for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes last week as well in the series against Lake Elsinore. He had a 103-mile-per-hour fastball and a 105-mile-per-hour fastball that was actually put in play down the left field side that ended up being a 5-3 ground out. Swing and a miss on a ball in the dirt. Toss to first base in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. Rio Britton faces the minimum here in the top half of the fifth, and we are halfway through here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Fresno 7, Visalia 4. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Toyota's safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only $1. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric BZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate work.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball, moving to the bottom half of inning number five. We have our answers. Stu Breslin is back on the mound for Fresno. This would be pitch number 71 of his ball game, and he gasses it past Kenny Castillo for strike number one. Upcoming pitch on the way. Here comes the deal, and Kenny way out in front of that one. And the count will now move to 0-2. So Breslin, as he's able to get through this fifth inning, it will tie his longest outing of the season. And on top of that, it would be back-to-back outings of five innings of work. We talked about during his time in college. His longest outing with Washington was in 2023. It was on May 5th. The 0-2 pitch on the way. And that one is downstairs for a ball 1-2. A ball game where he pitched seven complete innings of work against Washington State. That was on May 5th of 2023. One ball, two strikes, no outs. Here comes the deal, and that one is foul tipped and caught by the catcher, Darius Perry. So there's now one down here in the inning as it brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Angel Ortiz, 1-for-2 in the ball game, with a single and a strikeout. Angel Ortiz, 2-for-4 in his ball game on Sunday. But going back to that May 5th outing against Washington State for Breslin, it was one of just three losses that he suffered in that spring 23. He had losses against Washington State on the road, against Oregon State at home, and at Santa Clara on the opening on his first start of the season on February 19th. That pitch downstairs for a ball 2-2-0. Breslin, seven innings of work, five hits and two earned runs, eight strikeouts in that ball game against the Washington State Cougars. Breslin will get ready for the 2-0 pitch on the way. And Angel Ortiz will foul that one back to the left side. And the count will now move to 2-1.
Proceeds go to benefit Alex's Lemonade Stand Foundation.
Breslin's most collegiate strikeout, 10 punch-outs. That was at San Jose State on February 26th of 2023. Two balls, one strike with one down. Here comes the deal. Ground ball up the middle. It'll be fielded by the shortstop and dropped by Hidalgo. He was right behind the second base bag. It looked like a routine play. And instead it drops, and it will likely be called the second Fresno error of the ball game and bring up the batter Drew Jones to the plate. So it officially go down as an E6. Mistakes happen. That's why your local State Farm agent Patrick Salazar is in your corner. Good neighbor of service. Surprisingly great rates. Give Patrick a call today at 625-2318 at 625-2318. With one down, Drew Jones tries to go opposite field, and he just misses that right side chalk by about 3 feet. The count is 0-1. Drew Jones so far 0-for-2 in the ball game with a strikeout and a ground out. A one pitch on the way from Breslin, and Drew is able to watch that one miss outside for a ball. And the count is now 1-1. Drew Jones has scored a run in three straight games. That is the ninth longest in the California League. 1-1 with one away. Here comes the pitch, and Drew fouls that one off to the right side once again. It's now 1-2. On Sunday, Drew Jones was 1-for-2 with a single, a walk, a run, and two RBIs. 1-2 with one away here for Drew Jones. A runner on first in the form of Angel Ortiz after the E6. And Jones more of a defensive swing there, just trying to get a piece of it. He's able to do so as it's fouled off to the right side. Got Christopher Torin waiting on deck, who is 0-for-2 so far here in this ballgame. Drew and Torin are the only two players in this ballgame that have not gone on base in this ballgame, as now Jones will foul that one backwards, and the count will remain 1-2. 59 team-leading RBIs. And trying to at least, at the minimum, send Angel Ortiz over to second base. 1-2, one away. A pause at the belt. Here's the deal home. And Jones pokes that one up into right center field. Angel Ortiz will round second base. He will hold up there. And the Rawhide has something cooking here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Drew's first hit of the night, and almost a one-arm swing there, but enough to muscle it out in right center. And now the catcher, Darius Perry, is going to make his way out to the mound and having a word with Angel Ortiz. Or having a word with his pitcher, Stu Fresnick.
Patrick Salazar's in your corner. Good neighbor service, surprisingly great rates.
With that, we're going to have a mound visit here. Stu Fresnick already up to 84 pitches here in this ballgame. The second time here in this inning, we'll have to see Darius Perry making his way out to home plate. Mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health now open in Visalia. So Jerry Sullivan, the pitching coach, makes his way out to the mound for the first time in this ballgame. We've only seen two mound visits in this ballgame, one for Tyler Mark and one for the pitching coach, Jerry Sullivan. So with one down here in the frame, Christopher Torin 0-for-2 in the ballgame, looking to give the Rawhide a chance to get back in the ballgame. First pitch on the way, Torin goes up the middle. It'll be fielded by the shortstop. He'll go to the second baseman, Tucker, and his transition to first base is in time, and it's an inning-ending 6-4-3 DP that gets Stu Fresnick out of the frame. We're to the bottom. We head to the sixth inning, where the Grizzlies lead this ballgame 7-4. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years. Providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's abm1.com.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number six. And making his Valley Strong debut is number 22, Mason Marriott, the former Baylor Bear. One ball, no strikes, but no outs. Here comes the deal to Felix Tena. He slides out of the way of that pitch, and the count will now move to 1-1. Mason Marriott comes in 6'1", 198, the 22-year-old right-hander out of Tomball, Texas. Drafted in the sixth round of the 2024 MLB Draft. 1-1 pitch on the way. That one swung on and missed. And the count now 1-2. Marriott has pitched in just one game in a Rawhide uniform. It was last week against Inland Empire, where he went two innings of work, gave up three hits and one earned run. Now the breaking ball grounded over to the third base side. Luis bobbled it initially. His toss to first base is just barely in time as Ruben Santana applies the grab. And there's now one down in the inning as it brings up Darius Perry to the plate. Look at the replay there. Luis tried to backhand it and kind of at the last moment, like he tried to turn it back over to scooping it up. And as a result, that last-minute switch nearly resulted in an error, but good adjustment by Luis. And now Darius Perry steps up to the plate in an 0-for-2 ball game. A swing and a miss on a nice breaker, and the count is now 0-1. With one away. As Darius Perry steps back into the batter's box. Ball in this season so far where he's batting 177 with four home runs and 23 RBIs. And now another swing and a miss here will now make the count 0-2. No balls, two strikes with one away. Here's the pitch from Perry, or to Perry, and that one's lifted into right field. It should be a routine play for Angel Ortiz. He was there for the grab, and there's now two down here in the inning. Brings up Tevin Tucker to the plate as we look at the numbers through one game for Mason Marriott. 4.50 ERA, no decisions, one strikeout, and no walks here in 2024. We talk about his time with the Baylor Bears. As a sophomore, he made a team-leading 14 starts, a ground ball to the third base side. And has enough backspin to roll back right of the chalk. So it's going to go down as the eighth hit of the ball game, the softest eighth hit of the ball game. But it goes down as one either way. And Devin Tucker will send it back to the top of the order. Kenny Castillo was the one who called off Marriott. And that's one of those plays where it's so slow rolling down the line. And you don't really have a play at first. So all you can do is hope that it rolls left of the chalk, and Marriott rolls the dice on it, but unable to get it in his favor. It went now two down. That one's going to hit the backstop, so now it'll be Tevin Tucker in scoring position off of the wild pitch. Talking about his time with Baylor, 14 starts in 2023. Where he pitched a team best 58 and two-thirds innings of work as a part of the Baylor Bears weekend rotation. A 1.7 record and a 7.52 ERA. 50 strikeouts. It was one shy of the team high. 1-0 pitch on the way. That one's in there for a strike. Count now 1-1. Marriott finished the 2024 season 69 and two-thirds innings of work with a 5.94 ERA. The pitch on the way, that one is swung on and missed, and the count is now 1-2 two-way. Marriott just 2 years, or 3 years, should say, with the Bears out in Waco. 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one is swung on and foul tipped, and Mason Marriott has his first strikeout of the night and his first in the home pinstripes. We're at the bottom half of inning number six, and Visalia trails Fresno 7-4. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun.
Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
No! Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the bottom half of inning number six, and a new pitcher in the ballgame for the Fresno Grizzlies is the right-hander Jake Maddin. 6'6", 185, the 22-year-old right-hander out of Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. He was drafted in the fourth round of the 2022 MLB draft, and Madden's pitch on the way is in there for a strike, 1-1 to Anderson Rojas. For Visalia, it'll be the bottom three of the order: Anderson Rojas, Ruben Santana, and Adrian DeLeon. 1-1 with no outs. Here comes the deal. And Rojas will take that one at the knees for strike number two. Jake Maddin, first full year in the Colorado Rockies organization. He was originally drafted by the LA Angels in round number four of 22. One ball, two strikes. Here comes the deal from Maddin to Rojas. And he'll take that one inside. Strike three right at the knees. Second time in this ballgame that Anderson Rojas has been called strike three. There's now one down in the inning as Ruben Santana gets ready to step up to the plate. The numbers for Jake Maddin in 2024, 1-0 with a 2.83 ERA through 24 games appeared in this year. 24 strikeouts and 20 walks so far in a Fresno uniform. The one-out pitch on the way, Ruben will get a piece of it, and it'll be fouled backwards into the catcher's mitt of Darius Perry. Jake Maddin, no start so far here in 2024. He has become sort of a bullpen guy, as that one is fouled off to the left side. Last August, he was placed on the reserve list, and then in June of 2024, he would be placed on the seven-day IL and would eventually be reactivated on July 19th. So he's been more of a bullpen guy in 2024 compared to where he was a starter last year. 14 games started with Inland Empire before he started it with six with the Grizzlies. The 0-2 pitch on the way. Slow ground ball to the left side. It was actually right before the trade deadline that Mason Albright and Jake Maddin, both Inland Empire pitchers at the time, were traded over to the Colorado Rockies organization as a result of the major leaguers C.J. Krohn and Randall Grichuk being traded over to the L.A. Angels alongside cash considerations. 0-2 pitch on the way. That one's outside for a ball. And the funniest thing about that story about Albright and Jake Maddin being traded over to Fresno at the time is Inland and Fresno were actually playing each other during that time, during that week. The 1-2 pitch on the way. So Jake Maddin, what he did was he gathered up all of his baseball gear and he walked over to the clubhouse next door. And later that day, he was wearing the Fresno Grizzlies and Colorado Rockies uniforms. 2-2 pitch on the way. And that one is fouled backwards, only to be held on to by Darius Perry.
Hey, don't forget, it's not too late to buy some lemonade. In fact, if we could have some lemonade come up to the press box, we'd love to purchase some.
Two balls, two strikes with one down.
Unlike some of you who I haven't seen support them yet.
Urban Santana after fouling that one off of Darius Perry. We'll have to wait a little bit longer here for another pitch. Two balls, two strikes, one away. Urban Santana will get ready for the deal. Jake Madden goes for the deal home, and that one's just above the dirt for ball three, 3-2. So upcoming full count here for Santana. The Rawhide trail is game by three. In the bottom half of the sixth, here comes the deal, and Santana will foul that one directly backwards. Well, it's the bottom half of inning number six. We haven't gone through the California League scoreboard yet, so we might as well start getting into that. We'll start off out in Lake Elsinore, where the Storm are dominating the Modesto Nuts at the moment, 12-2 in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The payoff pitch on the way to Santana, and he takes that one inside for ball four. So Santana, a one-out base runner, brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. That walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, by Salia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So Adrian DeLeon is 0-for-1 so far in this ball game with a walk. And we'll see if the Rawhide are able to string together a couple base runners and a couple hits right here. The one-out pitch on the way, and that one is swung on and missed, and the count now 0-1. Going through the rest of the scores around the California League out in San Jose, the Quakes currently have a 3-2 lead over the San Jose Giants. Rancho scoring all three of those runs in inning number one. San Jose scored their run in the first and once in the third, but they are up to the plate after the seventh inning stretch. Ground ball to third. That one barely misses left of the third base bag, so the count now moved to 0-2.
Have you bought your lemonade yet?
Meanwhile, last game out at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, the Ports have a one-run lead over the Inland Empire 66ers in the bottom half of the fourth inning.
I mean, I can't
watching the
my
replay
boss,
there, but just barely misses left of the chop. No balls, two strikes with one away. A runner at first here in the form of Ruben Santana, who's already scored a run here in this ballgame. Oh, batter's timeout called here by Adrian DeLeon. A three-run ball game here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. 7-4 is your score. 0-2 with one away. Here comes the deal from Madden, and that one is grounded off to the left side. If the result stays as they are at the moment, if Rancho wins and Visalia loses, they would cut the lead to just one. And with the course of things going out in Lake Elsinore, they would have a two-game lead over Visalia with 11 games to go in the California League season. 0-2 with one away. Jake Madden holds at the belt. He'll steer down DeLeon. Here's the deal home. That one is bounced in the dirt. Not enough to advance Santana to second. And the count will move to 1-2. Right, just five more home games out of the 65 in 2024. Rawhide will be back in action tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. against these Fresno Grizzlies. Runner in motion. That one will get past the catcher. Santana will dive head first. Does not matter. It will go down as a stolen base despite hitting the backstop. So Visalia, another opportunity right here. They're going back to that ball game on Wednesday night. Brought beer and bingo presented by Park by presented by Park Visalia. $10 specialty bratwurst. Available on the Jameson On Deck Grill, along with the $2 off all beer, can or draft, and $2 off wine.
I'm sure if you ask nicely, they'll deliver to the dugout.
So now Darius Perry will walk back over to behind home plate to be ready to resume play once again. going through the rest of the week. Also, Wednesday night is our mystery giveaway. What are you going to get? What's in the mystery box? Make sure to come out tomorrow night at 6:30 for your chance for the mystery box. The 2-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for De Leon. That's going to be the second out of the inning, the second strikeout of the frame. And now to bring up Yancel Luis to the plate. Take a look at the replay there. Breaker misses outside. And now it's Yancel Luis at the plate, who is 1-for-2 so far in the ballgame with a triple and a ground out. Yancel Luis will get ready for the pitch. Here's the deal. Ground ball to the right side. It'll be fielded by the second baseman, Tevin Tucker. The toss to first base in time. And the inning will come to conclusion. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We are through 6 at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies 7, Rawhide 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cahuilla Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cahuilla Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cahuilla Health, más que medicina, vida.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of tires this spring and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and signed vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends April 30th.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number 7. Aiden Longwell, Braylon Wimmer, and Robert Calles due up for the Grizzlies here in the frame. First pitch on the way, and that one is in there for strike 0 and 1. And for the first time in the professional career of Mason Marriott, he will work into his second inning of work. Upcoming 0-1 pitch on the way here from Marriott, the deal home. And that one is fouled off to the left side, so the count will move to 0-2. Mason Marriott in his home debut, a single and a single given up and a strikeout, and those were the numbers for Marriott in that first inning of his work. Pitch on the way, grounded off to the right side, and the count will remain 0-2. Aiden Longwell batting .310 with 4 home runs and 30 RBIs. 8 Fresno hits. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they have 7 as that pitch misses outside for ball 1-2. Aiden Longwell, a pair of singles, an RBI, and a run so far in this ball game. Marriott will get ready for the deal home. The 1-2 pitch on the way, and that one is grounded over to the right side. A backhand effort by Santana, and a step on first base in time. There's one down here in the frame. Brings up Braylon Wimmer to the plate. And how about a game he's had so far? He's 2-for-3 with a triple and a 2-run home run. Braylon Wimmer batting .282, 13 home runs, and 60 RBIs here in 2024. So with one down here in the frame, Braylon Wimmer will get ready to step up to the plate as that pitch is bounced downstairs for ball 1-0. Braylon Wimmer, that 2-run home run. You talk about his ball game on Sunday. He had a single, a run, and a walk. 1-0 with one away. Here comes the deal from Marriott. And that one misses outside for a ball. And the count is now 2-0. Coming pitch on the way here from Marriott. And that one's a nice breaker, and it's in there for a strike. The count now 2-1. Two balls, one strike with two away here for Braylon Wimmer. As Marriott will stare down the right-hander. And pitch a little bit inside for a ball, and the count now 3-1. Three balls, one strike with one away. The upcoming pitch on the way from Mason Marriott. And that one is swung on and missed, and the count now 3-2. The full count here for Mason. We were talking about the promos for the upcoming series, or for the rest of the series here in Visalia. We got the Bratz Beer and Bingo on Wednesday night. That ball hit right back up the middle. So it'll be Braylon Wimmer's third hit of the night. And just like that, he is a double shy of the cycle. With what you think, maybe he could get one more at bat in this ball game, and he goes middle, right behind the backside of Marriott. So now it brings up Robert Calles to the plate, who is 1-for-2 in the ball game. You look through this order so far in this ball game, the only players without a base hit for Fresno in this ball game, Caleb Hobson, alongside Felix Tana and Darius Perry. Out of those guys I just mentioned, only one of them has not reached base. It is Darius Perry, who is 0-for-3 in the ballgame. Going back to the promos, Thursday night will be our Cowboy Hat giveaway sponsored by Harris Ranch. The first 500 fans through the gates will receive a Rob High Cowboy Hat and a pickoff attempt at first base. Gets successful, and Mason Marriott gets two down here in the inning off the thanks of his own arm. Quickly spins off the mound, and a quick tag applied by Santana. And now base is empty here in the top half of the seventh inning.
At the plate, number 44, Robert Callis.
Here's a pitch on the way. Ground ball to the left side and foul. So the count will now move to 0-2. Robert Calles batting .326 with two home runs and 10 RBIs. Go back to the Cowboy Hat. First 500 fans would get the felt Cowboy Hats with the Rawhide white V in the front, the Harris Ranch logo in the back. 0-2 with two down. Here comes the pitch from Marriott, and that one's inside for a ball. 1-2. Then on Friday night, our race car jersey giveaway sponsored by Valley Pacific Petroleum and Chevron. Be one of the first 350 fans through the gates to receive a replica jersey for race car driver-inspired jerseys. Saturday night, the final home game of 2024. Our Fran Appreciation Night fireworks presented by Valley Strong Credit Union. So you won't want to miss the final firework display of the year. 2-2 and two-way. Here comes the pitch from Marriott. That one is fouled off to the right side. And then lastly, on Sunday, will be our Sierra Cyclist Bike Valet. Make sure you ride the bike, and you will get a free ticket to our ball game on Sunday as we wrap up the 2024 home campaign. And a swing and a miss. Mason Marriott, his second strikeout of the ball game, sends us to stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. Fresno 7, Visalia 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go.
go places.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief that every employee in every...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We're moving to the bottom half of inning number 7. It'll be Demetrio Crisantes, Kenny Castillo, and Angel Ortiz. First pitch swinging, sent into center field. It will stay in the yard as Callas is underneath that one for the grab. So one down here in the inning. It's the third flyout of the game for Demetrio. And it now brings up Kenny Castillo to the plate. So we talked about the upcoming schedule for Visalia. They'll have the final 6 games with plenty of promotions to bring you out to the ballpark this week before the Rawhide will wrap things up at a Lone Mart Field in Rancho Cucamonga on September 3rd through the 8th. The one-out deal on the way, and that one's at the knees and in there for a strike, 0-1. That is a big, big series out there, despite what happens here in Visalia this week. Playoff implications on the line, and now a swing and a miss for Castillo, makes the count 0-2. And I'm thinking right now, starting September 3rd, the Rawhide are playing playoff baseball at that point in the season. Rawhide are looking to make the postseason for the first time since 2019, and they've had a really good year when you look at all the different accomplishments this season. And now a swing and a miss for Castillo, and he's down on just 3 pitches. There's now 2 down here in the inning, and brings up Angel Ortiz to the plate. Here comes Angel Ortiz to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-3. A single, a strikeout, and an error. 2-out pitch on the way from Jake Madden. And Ortiz will watch that pitch miss outside for ball 1. 1-0. Drew Jones waits on deck. Going back to accomplishments that this Rawhide team has already completed, but still 11 games to go after tonight. That one's in there for a strike, 1-1. The Rawhide captured 4 straight series wins following the series against Modesto on June 11th through the 16th. That was the first time they did that since 2019. They've also captured 60 wins for the first time since that 2019 season. So lots of good things coming about for this Rawhide team late in the year. And now Angel Ortiz will lift that one into center field. A diving effort by Robert Callas, and he makes the grab in center field, and the inning will come to a conclusion. The Rawhide go 3 up, 3 down in inning number 7. And the Grizzlies lead this ball game 7-4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILBM.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Attention Central Valley residents, are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bowes Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bowes Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bowes Comfort way.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. We move into the top half of inning number 8. We've been playing scoreless baseball since dating back to inning number 4. As high scoring innings in the early stages of this ball game, only the top half of the second and bottom of the first and second were scoreless. Outside of that, the first four frames all had some sort of offense for one of the two teams. Since then, it has quieted down as both teams have elected to go into the bullpen. And here in the top of the eighth inning, you got Blake Wright, Kevin Hilton, Kelvin Hidalgo, and Felix Tana. This ball is hit through the left side of the infield. Blake Wright will round first base, and he'll go over to second. He'll reach there easily. So it is a leadoff double for the Grizz, and it now brings up Kelvin Hidalgo to the plate. Batting from the left side, it's a left-on-left matchup here. As we get ready for the pitch here from Shane Telfer. Here comes the deal home, and that one's grounded to the left side. It'll be scooped up by Yancel Luis, throw to first base, and that one is not in time. So now you got runners on the corners here, and just talking about it with the lack of offense since the fourth inning, and now you got a leadoff base hit. A nice bunt. And a leadoff double. So now you got Felix Tana at the plate, who so far in this ball game is 0-for-3. And I was just mentioning in the last inning that Felix Tana was the only batter in this ball game who did not have a hit in this ball game. Coming pitch on the way, 11 hits to 7 is the Grizzlies' favor at the moment. Here comes a deal from Telfer, grounded over to the third base side. Bounces off to Luis, he turns to second for one. And now Crisantes will throw to third. There will only be one out on the force out. So it'll be Kelvin Hidalgo out at second. And advance. Blake Wright over to third.
Coming to the plate, number
33,
Darius Perry.
That brings up Darius Perry to the plate with runners on the corner. Darius Perry, a strikeout, a groundout, and a flyout so far here in this ballgame. Top eight here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Shane Telfer gets ready for the deal home. And that one is inside for a ball 1-0. So manager D. Garner goes to the bullpen for the third time. Should say the fourth time here in this ball game. This pitch of change brought to you by ResCom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. Shane Telfer so far in 2024. He spent time with both Visalia and with Hillsboro. With Hillsboro, he was 1-0 with a 3.29 ERA. He appeared in 6 games and 13 and 2/3 innings of work during his time with the Hops. And that one is in there for a strike 2-1. Speaking of the Hillsboro Hops, we'll take a look at the scores around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We're at the end of 6. Vancouver currently has a 5-3 lead over the Hops. A breaking ball is inside for a ball 3-1. At the double-A level earlier today, the Amarillo Sod Poodles fell short to the Arkansas Travelers. Final score 7-3. And then at the triple-A level, the Albuquerque Isotopes currently have a 6-2 lead over the Reno Aces in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Kenny will take a foul tip straight off the side of his jaw. And he'll kind of try to shake it off right here.
Marcus Haglin for the donation of lemonade. Good guy alert.
Take a look
at
the replay there. That one got off the left side.
Just bought 10 lemonades for the whole production team. Good guy alert.
So 3 balls, 2 strikes, 1 away. Darius Perry looking to add on to this three-run lead and trying to put it out of reach right here. Payoff pitch on the way. Sent into center field. Drew Jones is underneath it. He'll make the grab, tagging up at third base. Here comes the run home. Tapping on home plate, and another run will come home to score for the Grizzlies. It'll be number 10, Blake Wright, to make it an 8-4 ball game. So Darius Perry contributes to the run scoring here for this Fresno Grizzly club.
Coming to the plate, number 8, Kevin Tucker.
So brings up Tevin Tucker to the plate in a ball game where he is 1-for-2. Tucker with a strikeout and a walk so far in this ball game, and now that pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Devin Tucker last week against Stockton, he was 2-for-8. 1-0 with two down. Coming pitch on the way from Telfer, and that one is outside for a ball. The count now 2-0. Last time we saw Shane Telfer on the mound for Visalia was last week against Inland Empire, where he pitched one inning of work, gave up two hits and no earned runs, and just one walk. Pickoff attempt over at first. It was Telfer's first appearance pitching since May 11th. Telfer was placed on the 7-day IL on May 15th, and then on July 11th, Telfer would be transferred from the 7-day injured list to the 60-day IL. Pitch on the way. That one's inside for a ball, 3-0, before he would be assigned to Visalia on August 21st. So 3 days later, would make his first appearance of the year, the first appearance since that injury in May. The 3-0 deal on the way, and that one's on the inside corner in there for a strike, 3-1. Tucker looking for his second hit of the ball game. That's been top to bottom offensive contributions. 3-1 pitch on the way, and that one is fouled off to the right side, so the count now moved to 3-2. Eleven hits in this ball game for Fresno. Visalia with 7. Top half of the 8th inning. Telfer will get ready for a 16 pitch and a payoff deal on the way, and that one is outside for ball 4. So Tevin Tucker will walk. It'll be his second of the ball game, and we'll go back to the top of the order here for Caleb Hobson. This walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar. Visalia is number 1. Electric and Solar Company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. Hobson 0-for-2 in the ball game with a flyout and a strikeout so far in this ball game. Outside of that, he's had a walk and a sac fly. Telfer will stare down Hobson, looking for his second RBI of the night. Here comes the pitch from Shane, and that one is inside for ball 1-0. Telfer has pitched once already this season with Visalia. It was back on April 17th in a ball game against the Storm, where he pitched one inning of work, gave him no hits and no earned runs. He walked two batters on that night. And now the 1-0 pitch is fouled off to the left side and on a laser over there to the Equity Group Saloon. So everybody's all right. Everybody kind of smiles on their face. Laser beam over to their left side. Close to the action, though. If you want to be close to some live action with no netting in front of you, Equity Group Saloon is your area to be here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Fans still having a good time down there. You also got the fan dugout just right of it, right next to that Rawhide dugout on the left side of the infield. 1-1 pitch on the way from Telfer. That one has popped up to the right side. And that will count as that 1-2 here for Caleb Hobson.
Ball, take that ball to the balance cover team store. When you do, they're going to give you a prize. And guess what? It's a coupon.
One ball, two strikes, two away. You got a runner at second in the form of Felix Tana and Tevin Tucker over at first base. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Telfer. That one's inside for ball 2-2. One run already scored here in the inning for the Grizzlies. It was Blake Wright who scored on the sac fly from Darius Perry. 2-2 at two-way. Telfer looks at second. The deal home, and that one's hit into left field. It'll drop in for a base hit, and it'll score at least one run. It's misplayed by the left fielder, Rojas. They'll keep the runner at third. So going from first to third is Tucker, and it'll be an RBI single for Caleb Hobson. Take a look there at the replay. That ball just kind of ramps up on Anderson Rojas. And now bringing out the pitching coach Tyler Mark on his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, reminding that a good therapist is like a great coach. And sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health, now open in Visalia. So Caleb Hobson contributes to his 12th double of the year. And now it's Aiden Longwell who is getting ready to step up to the plate in a ball game where he is 2-for-4. Aiden Longwell, 2 singles, an RBI, and a run. He's also struck out and grounded out so far in this ballgame. So with 2 down, Telfer will get ready for the deal home. Working from the left side of the slab, here's the pitch. And that one is high for a ball. The count now 1-0. One ball, no strikes, a two-way. The Grizzlies has now scored 2 runs in the inning, making it a 9-4 game. Now the pitch on the way is outside for a strike. Throw down to third. And he's got him out at third. No, he does not. This is the first base umpire, Zach Kovic. Close call over there down the third base line. And look how quickly Kenny Castillo gets out of there. Quickly knew he was throwing down to third base. Well, there was a swing or no swing on that pitch. 1-1 with 2 down. Here's the pitch home. And that one has swung on and foul tipped, and the count now 1-2. One ball, 2 strikes, a two-way. And the runner at third is Tevin Tucker. Caleb Hobson is at second. The 1-2 pitch on the way. That one is downstairs just below the knees, and the count is now 2-2. Take a look at there. Rawhide dugout here. They'll have Drew Jones, the first batter, due up to the plate in the bottom of the 8th inning. 2-2 with 2 down. Here's the pitch from Telfer, and that one is outside for ball 3-2. Telfer already sitting at 25 pitches. 35 is the pitch limit for any pitcher in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. 3-2 pitch on the way. That one is swung on, and Kenny drops it. And now he'll throw over to first base. The throw is high, and everybody's going to end up being safe, and the Grizzlies will tack on another run. It's now 10-4 here in the top of the 8th inning. Watch the replay here. Did he get a piece of it? No, but Kenny just unable to locate it. And the ball just bounces off the mask of the home plate umpire, Caleb George. So it is a strikeout for Telfer. It's his first of the night. And Kevin Tucker will come home to score on what I would imagine would be a pass ball against Kenny Castillo. So now Braylon Wimmer will get ready to step up to the plate. Here comes the deal from Telfer. That one swung on and missed. It will go down as a pass ball. So Tevin Tucker will score on that. 0-1 with two-way. A 10-4 ball game. Grizzlies by 6. And that pitch is downstairs for a ball 1-1. And ideally this week, they're all looking for at least 3 wins against the Grizzlies. And in 3 years, they're all haven't won 2 or more at home. A pitch on the way. It's in there for a strike, 1-2. So whatever it takes, they're all going to need to find ways to pull off a couple of wins when it matters. Now the championship teams are made. They got a win during the crunch times. The 1-2 pitch on the way from Telfer, and that one's downstairs, barely misses. Bull two, 2-2.
Whatever.
Just blow the kneecaps there. Talked about that 2021 year where the Rawhide failed to pick up a win at home. That pitch down series bowl 3-3-2. 10-4 ball game here in the top half of the eighth inning. Wimmer will get ready for the pitch. And here's the deal. That one is a slow ground ball to the right side. Cresantes will charge in, quickly throw to first base in time. And the inning will finally come to conclusion, but not before the Grizzlies end up scoring three runs off of three hits. And we head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Grizzlies 10, Rawhide 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up. This is important. In the state of California...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Move to the bottom half of the eighth inning. New pitcher in the ballgame for Fresno is right-hander Hunter Mann. This pitching change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Drew Jones so far in this ballgame is 1-for-3 with a single, a strikeout, and a groundout here in this ballgame. And now Darius Perry will make his way from behind home plate to re-go through the moments here for Hunter Mann.
Come on, man.
6'7", 225, the 23-year-old right-hander out of Gordonsville, Tennessee. He was drafted in the 14th round of the 2023 MLB draft out of Tennessee Tech.
So sorry.
Second year in the Rockies organization, pitching just one game last year in the ACL, where he had one inning of work and one hit, three strikeouts during his time in the ACL last summer. Started off the year at the rookie level, Complex League, 2-0, with a 2.87 ERA, 13 games pitched in 15 2/3 innings. And now that pitch is upstairs for a ball, 1-1, 24 strikeouts and 7 walks for Hunter Mann in 2024 during his time in the Complex League. 1-1 pitch on the way to Drew Jones. Here's the deal. Kind of a jam shot here. Fouled off to the right side. And the count will now move to 1-2. Last time Hunter Mann was on the mound for the Grizzlies, you have to go back to 2 days ago on Sunday, where he struck out three batters in an inning of work. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Drew Jones will get ready for the deal. Here's the pitch, and that one's a swing and a miss on a deal upstairs. So Drew Jones will be the first out of the inning, and it will now bring up Christopher Torin to the plate. Going through the numbers for Hunter Mann here in 2024. Member of the Grizzlies, 1-0, the 4.79 ERA. 22 thirds innings of work with 24 strikeouts and 7 walks. One out deal on the way, and that one's in there for a strike, 0-1. Christopher Torin is 0-3 in the ball game with a pair of flyouts and a 6-4-3 DP. No one deal on the way to Torin, and he takes that one high and outside for a ball. It's now 1-1. Torin batting 253 with 4 home runs and 41 RBIs. Currently at risk of snapping his 7-game hitting streak as he swings and misses on that one. And we count now 1-2. Torin, 6 hits last week against the Inland Empire 66ers, 6-21. 1-2 with one away. Fresno hitting Visalia, 12 hits to 7 here in this ball game. The 1-2 pitch on the way on the outside, and it misses for ball 2-2. Got Anderson Rojas waiting on deck. Anderson Rojas 1-3 so far here in the ballgame. Here comes the deal from Mann, and that one's on the inside corner. Strike 3 called. So Torino will strike out for the first time in this ballgame. There's 2 away, and this brings up Rojas to the plate.
Number 35, Anderson Rojas.
Luke Mann. Get ready for Hunter Mann. He's ready for the deal, and that one's outside ball one. Should say Luke Mann of Stockton was one of the California League Players of the Week, May 13th through the 19th. You talk about California League Award winners for Fresno so far this season. That week of May 19th through the 13th through the 19th, Willington Herrera won the second Pitcher of the Week award, and Jack Mahoney won the second Pitcher of the Week award, April 15th through the 21st. Fresno has had quite a bit of award winners so far this season, as that one is fouled backwards for strike one. Isaiah Cope, Jack Mahoney again. In the middle of June, Braylon Wimmer has been the only position player for the Grizzlies that have won the California League Player of the Week. Jack Mahoney, 3-time Cal League Pitcher of the Week. 2-1 pitch on the way, and that one's fouled backwards for strike two. Jace Kaminska and then Isaiah Cope, July 29th through August 4th, is the most recent weekly award winner in 2024 for the Grizzlies. You talk about last week's California League Players of the Week. They were both out of the Northern Division. Lisbel Diaz, the outfielder for San Jose, won the Player of the Week. Meanwhile, the pitcher, the deal on the way to Rojas, fouled off to the left side, was Derek Godel with the Stockton Ports. Visalia has only had one Cal League Weekly Award winner this season. It was Denny Larondo 2 weeks ago. It was Denny Larondo and Bo Davidson that week. 2 balls, 2 strikes, a 2-way. Stare down to Rojas from Mann. And here's the deal home. Rojas will lift it into left field. Backwards goes Hobson. And now plenty of room to make the grab. And the Rawhide will go 3 up, 3 down in inning number 8. We head to the final frame here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies 10, Rawhide 4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, cash flow, and everything in between. Valley business is Valley strong. Learn how our cash management services can support your business at valleystrong.com.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up, this is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB.
Your attention, fans, now batting for the Grizzlies, number 15, Brad Compass.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Moving to the top half of the ninth inning, where Travis Garnett will make his Visalia home debut. Travis Garnett comes in 6'6", 225, the 21-year-old southpaw out of William and Mary out on the East Coast. A 1-0 pitch on the way. Downstairs for a ball, 2-0.
Travis Garnett.
Garnett out of Annapolis, Maryland. It was drafted in the eighth round of this past summer's MLB draft. 2-0 deal on the way from Travis, and that one is way outside for ball three. 3-0. Garnett last pitched against the 66ers last week. He went two-thirds of an inning, gave up no hits and no earned runs, but he walked three batters in that ball game and struck out one. Garnett will get ready for the 3-0 pitch, and that one is outside for a ball. So now a leadoff base runner here for the Grizzlies will bring up Blake Wright to the plate. Mountains brought to you, or pitcher change brought to you by Rescom Pest Control, protecting customers, homes, and businesses for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Rescom and bye-bye bugs. Blake Wright will get ready for the deal. Here's the pitch from Garnett. And that one is upstairs for a ball, 1-0.
Because we could go to war.
Blake Wright, 2-for-4 in the ball game, with a single, a double, a strikeout, and a ground out here in this ball game. Coming deal on the way from Garnett. And that one is outside, and it's going to get away from Castillo. Luckily, it stays close enough to him. And the count is now 2-0. And now pitching coach Tyler Mark is going to make his way out to the mound. This mound visit brought to you by locally owned Sierra Meadows Beaver Health. Reminding you that a good therapist is like a great coach, and sometimes all we need is someone to talk to. Sierra Meadows Beaver Health now open in Visalia. So Travis Garnett is now six pitches into his home debut, and no strikes yet, and that's the reason for T-Mark coming out so quickly to have a word with his new pitcher. Don't typically see T-Mark make his way out in the middle of an at-bat like that, but just trying to get Garnett back on the right track. Pause at the belt from Garnett. He'll look at first. Here's the deal home. And that one's on the inside corner for ball three. 3-0.
What?
Blake Wright looking for his third run of the ball game. A 3-0 pitch on the way. And that one's outside for ball four. So Travis Garnett has checked into the ballgame, 8 pitches, 8 balls, and brings up Kelvin Hidalgo to the plate. A walk brought to you by JP Electric and Solar, Visalia's number one electric and solar company. Learn more at jpsolar.com. So Kelvin Hidalgo, 2-for-5 and the ball game. Here's a pitch from Garnett, and that breaking ball is in there for a strike. Oh, and one. Should say a pinch hitter here for the Grizzlies, Luis Mendez. And the new batter in the ball game here for Hidalgo. And that one will get away from Kenny Castillo, so both runners will advance into scoring position.
That didn't work.
Go down as a pass ball against Kenny Castillo. 1-1 with no outs. This will be Garnett's 11th pitch of the ball game. And that one's a swing and a foul tip, moving the count to 1-2. Luis Mendez, 5'11", 157. 21-year-old out of Azua, Dominican Republic. He was signed as a free agent back in 2019. 1-2 pitch on the way from Garnett. Half swing. He does go around. So Mendez will strike out. It'll be his first K of the ball game for Garnett in the home pinstripes. That strikeout brought to you by Allstate Insurance agent Abraham Ginn. Give a call at 559-625-4141. And with that strikeout, it is the 10th strikeout of the ball game brought to you by Hobbies Taco Shack and Cantina, located in downtown Visalia. It is Hobbies Taco Shack and Cantina. One out pitch on the way. That one misses downstairs for a ball for Felix Tena. Tena so far in his ball game, he is 0-4. He has scored a run twice in this ball game. And now this ball is grounded up the middle. Garnett looked at third initially before deciding to go over to first base for the out. There's now two down in the inning. Bring up Darius Perry to the plate. Right, trailing by six. They'll have Ruben Santana, Adrian DeLeon, and Yancel Luis, 8, 9, and 1 to step up to the plate in the top half of the ninth. Bottom half of the ninth. Darius Perry will get ready for the pitch, batting 177 so far on the year. Here's the deal home, and that one is in there for a strike, 0-1.
This track.
Oh, and one with 2A. Here comes the deal from Garnett. Nice breaking ball. It's in there for a strike. 0-2. Tevin Tucker awaits on deck in a ball game where he is 1-2. And now time called here by Perry. He remains the only batter for this Fresno team who does not have a hit so far tonight. 0-2, a two-way. Here comes the deal, and that one is fouled off to the left side once again. Perry last week batted 300, 3-10 in the series against the Stockton Ports. No balls, two strikes, two-way. Garnett holds at the belt. Here comes the deal home. And that one misses outside for a ball. It is now 1-2. Runners on second and third. It's Callas at third, Blake Wright at second.
Y'all feel me, yes, deep.
Looking for RBI number 24 of the year. The 1-2 pitch on the way. And that one is fouled off to the right side once again.
Well, that's the end of the broken window for Vision Glassworks. Give Justin a call,
747-2000. Fresno looking to improve to 63-57. Meanwhile, for Visalia, they're looking for win number 61. And Garnett's pitch misses outside for ball two, 2-2.
Well, that ain't good.
Watch the replay there. Barely outside, not by much. But did miss outside. 2-2 pitch on the way. And that one is upstairs for ball three, 3-2. As Garnett closing in here on 25 pitches. This will be pitch number 22 here in just a moment.
Hurry up and strike out, Darius!
Garnett, payoff pitch on the way. Ground ball to the left side. Yansel always a diving effort. He'll spin around and throw to first base. Had to be picked out by Ruben Santana, and the inning will come to conclusion. They're all down to their final three outs of the ball game. They trail this ball game 10-4. You're listening to Raleigh Baseball on the MILB app.
Let's go. Toyota, let's go places.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió, pues, señor presidente, estoy ayudando a poner a un hombre en la luna. En Cowea Health tenemos la misma creencia. Cada empleado en cada departamento tiene un propósito necesario para lograr nuestra misión de cuidar a nuestra comunidad. Ellos son la fuerza impulsora detrás de nuestro compromiso de proporcionar atención compasiva y de primera clase a todos los que pasan por nuestras puertas. Están en el centro de lo que hacemos, sin importar el trabajo que tengan. Porque cuando se empieza a lograr algo extraordinario, algo tan exigente, pero tan digno, ningún trabajo es demasiado pequeño. En Cowea Health, todos nuestros empleados están haciendo una diferencia en la manera en que cuidamos a nuestra comunidad. Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
Cowea Health, más que medicina, vida.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cowea Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no...
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Bottom nine, Rawhide trail by six. New pitcher in the ballgame for the Grizzlies is the number 22, the 21-year-old Justin Lohr. 6'5", 214-pound left-hander out of LSU. 0-1 pitch on the way. That one is swung on and missed. And the count is now 0-2. So far for the Grizzlies this year, no decisions with a 7.94 ERA. This is his seventh game of the year. 5 2/3 innings of work with 5 strikeouts and 5 walks. 0-2 pitch on the way from Lohr, and that one misses a bit inside for a ball. And the count is now 1-2. Update just made inside the ballpark. San Jose captures the win against Rancho. Final score 7-5. And now that pitch right down the middle, so Santana will be struck out. It'll be the first time he'll be sat down here and sat down in the ballgame via K. And brings up Adrian DeLeon to the plate. But with that loss for Rancho, the magic number now moves down to 10 for this Rawhide team. A win here today would move it down to 9. But the Rawhide have some work to get done with only 2 outs remaining in this ballgame. Wind up on the way. Here's the pitch to DeLeon, and he fouls that one directly backwards for strike number 1.
Heads up.
San Jose trailed 3-2 entering the sixth inning before the Giants were able to score 3 in the bottom of the seventh, 2 in the bottom of the eighth. The Quakes did score 2 in the eighth, but too little, too late. And San Jose wins that opening game of that six-game series. Rancho's now 59-60 overall. Meanwhile, Visalia at the moment, they are 60-59. 1-1 with one away. Here comes the deal, and DeLeon will foul that one off the left side, 1-2. Entering that series between Visalia and Rancho, the Quakes had won 12 of their last 15 games. And now, as of lately, it is a Rancho team who is on the struggle bus entering the day. 2-8 in their last 10 games. That is the worst last 10-game record in all of California League. The next closest is a 4-6 clip for these Fresno Grizzlies. One ball, two strikes with one away. Bottom half of the ninth inning. Fresno leads this ball game 10-4. Moore will steer down Adrian DeLeon. Get ready for the pitch and the fire. That one's grounded to the left side of the infield. It will be scooped up by the left fielder, Braylon Wimmer. And it's tossed to first base in time. And there's one down here in the frame. Should say the correction after the defensive sub. It's Luis Mendez. Take a look at the replay there. Off the edge of the bat. Sound like a splintered bat on top of that. So now you got Yancel Luis at the plate, who is 1-for-3 in the ballgame with a triple, a run, and a walk. Luis will get ready for the deal. Here's the pitch, and that one will stay fair. It is kicked by Luis, and it'll be called for runner's interference, and that is the way that the ball game will end. So the Rawhide suffer a loss in the opening game of this six-game series. The positive that you can look at going home tonight is that Rancho lost, and the magic number is down to 10 games. One last look at the replay there. A sticker in the ground, and the kick by Luis ends the ball game. So final score tonight, Fresno 10 runs, 12 hits, and 2 errors. Meanwhile, 4 Visalia and 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. Tomorrow night's ball game will be a 6:30 first pitch. We'll be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. with pregame coverage. It'll be Ismael Luciano versus the left-hander Wilkin Brady. So until we talk tomorrow night, pregame coverage will start right now at VisaliaRawhide.com. And for our TV broadcast, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Kaweah Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Kaweah Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Final score on this Tuesday night. Grizzlies win the opening game of the six-game series of a score of 10-4. And starting from this ball game from the top, it'd be Fresno who would get on the board to begin this ball game. Caleb Hobson would draw a walk to begin the ball game. Two batters later, it would be a Braylon Wimmer RBI triple that would score a run. Robert Calles would have the sac fly that would score Braylon Wimmer. So at the end of one inning of work, the Grizzlies led the ball game 2-0. And then in the top half of the third inning, the Grizzlies would tack on three more runs in the frame thanks to a two-run home run from Braylon Wimmer. He was a double shy of the cycle here on this Tuesday night. He finished the night with a triple, a two-run home run, and a single as well. Final line tonight, 3-for-5 from Braylon Wimmer. Should say two runs in that top half of the third inning. Meanwhile, in the bottom half of inning number three, the Rawhide would tack on three runs thanks to a triple from Yancel Luis, an RBI from Demetri Crisantes, also a double from Ruben Santana. So the Rawhide were right back in the ballgame. They trailed by one at the end of three innings of work, but it'd be the Grizzlies who would tack on three more runs in the top half of the fourth inning as they bring up eight batters to the plate in that frame. Three hits, two runs, one error, and two runners left on base. The Ride would try to counter with a run of their own in the bottom half of the fourth inning, but that is as close as the Rawhide would get for the duration of the night. Because then in the top half of the eighth inning, three more runs would come home to score on another eight-batter inning for the Fresno Grizzlies. That frame would feature three hits, three runs, no errors, and two runners left on base. The Rawhide in the bottom half of the eighth and ninth inning would go down in order. The Rawhide would be sat down in order in 7, 8, and 9 to finish out this ball game. Winning pitcher for tonight's ball game is Stu Freslin. Meanwhile, the losing pitcher is Nate Savino. He is now 0-3. Manager D. Garner used five different pitchers in tonight's ball game: Savino, Rio Britton, Mason Marriott, Shane Telfer, and Travis Garnett, who pitched in inning number 8. We'll step aside, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard, and we'll get you ready for Game 2 of this six-game series. Grizzlies win the opener 10-4. We'll step aside here, listen to Rawhide Baseball by SaleRawhide.com.
There's a story about President Kennedy visiting NASA in 1962 and meeting a janitor while he toured the building. Kennedy asked him, "What do you do here?" The janitor replied, "Well, Mr. President, I'm helping put a man on the moon." At Cahuilla Health, we hold that same belief, that every employee in every department has a purpose necessary to achieve our mission of caring for our community. They are the driving force behind our commitment to provide compassionate, world-class care to everyone who walks through our doors. They are at the heart of what we do, no matter what job they hold. Because when you set out to achieve something extraordinary, something so demanding yet so worthwhile, no job is too small. At Cahuilla Health, all of our employees are making a difference in the way we care for our community. Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Cahuilla Health, more than medicine, life.
Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball. Get ready to wrap things up here on this Tuesday night. Final score, Fresno 10, Visalia 4. Only one other game is in action at the moment. The other two have gone final out in Lake Elsinore. The Storm with a dominant 12-6 win against the Modesto Nuts. Meanwhile, out in San Jose, the Giants beat the Quakes. Final score, 7-5. Out at Banner Island Ballpark, Inland Empire currently has a 5-3 lead against the Stockton Ports. Next up, we move around the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, where Hillsboro is the only game in action at the moment. The Hops currently lead that ballgame 8-5 in the bottom of the eighth against the Vancouver Canadians. Meanwhile, at the AA level, Arkansas defeats Amarillo, final score 7-3. And then at the AAA level, the Reno Aces fall short to the Albuquerque Isotopes, final score 6-2. Looking forward to tomorrow's ball game. It'll be the Southpaw Wilkin Prates on the mound versus the right-hander Ismael Luciano. And for a 6:30 first pitch right here from Valley Strong Ballpark, we'll be live on the air starting at 6:20 p.m. right here at VisaliaRawhide.com as we get you ready for Game 2 of the six-game series. Tomorrow night is our Brats Beer and Bingo, and it'll also be Mystery Giveaway Night, so be one of the first 250 fans for a chance for a mysterious giveaway here in 2024. So, one final time tonight, Visalia falls to Fresno. The Grizzlies, 10 runs, 12 hits, and 2 errors for Visalia. 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. The winning pitcher of record tonight, Stu Freslin III. He's 2-2 with a 4.01 ERA. Meanwhile, for Visalia, Nate Savino falls to 0-3 with an 11.14 ERA. It took us 2 hours and 43 minutes to play tonight's ballgame in front of a crowd of 1,559 fans at Valley Strong. Tomorrow night's ballgame, 6:30 first pitch, 6:20 right here at VisaliaRawhide.com. Until we talk tomorrow night, Joey Gonzalez saying have a great night and go Rawhide.